Welcome to season 29 of the Follow My Lead podcast, where each week I share ideas and best practices to help you on your leadership journey. My name is John Eads. Here we go! Welcome back. Another week to learn and grow and develop and get better. And that is exactly what we're going to be doing this week, covering a topic that's important to you and me, which is power. We're going to dig into all things power today. Before we get there, just a couple of quick announcements. Look, behind every excellent professional is an excellent leader who acts as a coach and refuses to settle for anything less than their best. Being an effective coach is one of the most important things any manager or executive does for their team members. In our research at LearnLoft, we have found professionals struggle to coach their team members for one of three reasons. First, they don't think of themselves as a coach. Second, they don't know how to coach. And third, they don't have a coaching framework to rely on. The good news is all three of these are learned, which means you can grow and develop your coaching skills. Join me for the next Coaching for Excellence workshop at LearnLoft.com. There are still a few spots remaining for the live workshop, and I want you there. Go to LearnLoft.com and sign up today. This week's show is all about power. Now, do you remember the first time a team member or an employee or a colleague looked at you to make a big decision or asked for approval before moving forward with something? That feeling that you got when someone asked you that for the first time, that was power. And chances are you liked it. You wanted more of it. And you even started looking for opportunities to exercise it. Now, there is nothing inherently wrong with power. Some say it's a fundamental tool used by great leaders. However, nothing will cause a leader's demise more than falling in love with power. It can be a dangerous distraction from the most critical job of a leader today, and that is elevating others. Take Chris, one of my executive coaching clients. He's a division vice president in an established manufacturing company. When he was first promoted to vice president, he didn't care about who had the power or how much he even possessed. Instead, he was so excited about the opportunity to impact the lives of 100 people that were going to report to him in a positive manner. So for the first 5 years in the job, his team's performance improved so much that Chris was labeled the next big thing in the company. So when discussions began on the management team about the next new president, Chris's wheels really began to turn. Not only did he want the job, he actually thought the other vice presidents that were up for the promotion were borderline incompetent. So Chris did what most people in this position do. He started jockeying. He started jockeying for power and authority. He worked really hard at communicating his vision for the company and why he was the best person for the job, pretty much to anyone who would listen in the company. He even went as far as to throw other people under the bus to make himself look better. Not only did it take a toll on Chris's credibility with these employees, but his own team's performance began to suffer. When Chris finally noticed the slip, he didn't look in the mirror at himself. He exercised his authority and demanded better and faster work from his team. The result was a team that turned against him and a promotion that slipped through his fingers. Eventually, Chris was politely asked to leave the company by a newly promoted president. Now, there is nothing wrong with the desire or the ambition to get promoted. Whether it's a frontline manager or the president of a company, that's fantastic. That vision for your life is critical. I don't want to take that away from you. But pursuing a title just for power is a recipe for disaster. If that is the sole motive behind why you want the next promotion or that job is just to have the power, it is going to be a recipe for disaster in your career. Now, if you want to ensure what happened to Chris doesn't happen to you, I want to get really clear on what you can do to avoid being blinded by power. And it starts with understanding what power is and what it isn't. Now, just like we do many times on this show, it's important to look at what the definition of power is, because there's just so many perspectives about it. So the definition I want to use today is this: the possession of control, authority, or influence over others. The possession of control, authority, or influence over others. And power is leveraged by leaders to persuade people to action or to do as they ask. And many managers or supervisors or executives in their position have control or authority because of that position over others. However, influence can be gained by anyone because it's primarily earned. So, there are countless examples from our research that the best leaders earn their influence over others by focusing on an inner strength that doesn't depend on outward things. This inner strength is then used to inspire others to make their own decisions, to breathe life into them that's in their team's best interest. And while every leader, whether they're an inspired leader or not, occasionally has to exercise their control or authority because of their position, it's not a trump card they prefer to pull. So let's just make sure we're on the same page here. Power is the possession of control, authority, or influence over others. And if you're in a position of leadership or a position of authority, by its very nature, you can exercise that control and authority whenever you want or need to. But it's influence that is earned, and only leaders get that. If we don't get a really good foundation there about power, power will corrupt you. We are all susceptible to it. Even if you look at some of the worst examples in your life, you could say, I never want to be like that person. This often manifests itself in our parents. We see something really bad. We say, we never want to be like that. And then later in our life, we become that. Because our heart, it is not perfect. Even in our strongest desires, our heart is not perfect. Power can corrupt anyone, even people that don't want it to. I think Abraham Lincoln said it best. He said, if you want to test a man's character, give him power. Now, in organizational leadership, certainly in hierarchical positions, it comes with a control over resources, money, if you will, or budget. And this can cause leaders to act in a selfish human nature versus what's in the best interest of the organization or their team's best interest. If one doesn't have humility and high character, power will overtake them. if you aren't centered and have high character and have a humble heart and you're constantly looking for that, power will overtake you. And it's common in many of my conversations with leaders all over the world to hear about leaders feeling threatened by a high performer on their team. Or they sense that they're being threatened by another leader above them or around them. This is so common. And if you're feeling like this, if you feel threatened and you feel like I need to exercise this power to put my stake in the ground, I want you to know that I hear you. This is common. You are not an anomaly. But research suggests that the desire for a leader to maintain their position atop the hierarchy can be so strong that many are willing to engage in questionable or unethical behaviors to predict it. So just as I said earlier, research is backing this up. Even a leader that desires good things, when push comes to shove, if they feel like they can get away with it, they'll make that questionable and unethical behavior to protect their power. Typically, this comes in the fashion of lying, comes in the fashion of taking credit where it doesn't belong, or even sabotaging someone else to protect it. You might even withhold information or resources to make it harder for someone to do their job. And as evil as I know this sounds, this happens every day in our companies. I mean, if you sat in my Zoom meetings hearing leaders from all different companies talking about the dysfunction that happens on their teams and with their leaders jockeying for power, it would amaze you. It's not just you. This happens in every organization, especially ones that aren't that healthy. But before you think this is just some power bashing session, I want you to understand something very clear about power and leadership. It does matter. Just like money, power absolutely matters. Take money, for example. Money by itself is not evil. It makes possible the best of what Earth affords, and it's a vehicle to opportunity. Power is similar. Your ability to get things accomplished, to create a better future than exists today, to impact others, relies heavily on having power. And to act as if it's not essential or that only bad leaders care about it would be stinking thinking. It's what you do with power that matters. And that is what makes or breaks you as a leader. So here are the power questions that I want you to ask yourself today. If you're driving, pull over or stop or write this down in your Evernote. Or if you are somewhere where you can take notes, I want you to write these questions down. What are the true intentions for wanting more power? Who could benefit from the power I gain outside of myself? Who has the power in my organization? Whom do I need to get to know better to acquire power in my organization? How would you use power if you had it? These are powerful questions. And when you're thinking about power and where you are in your journey, when you are honest and you answer these questions, with the right motive and you're honest with yourself about them, then and only then can you strategize about how to get more power and then use it properly to help you and everybody else in the organization. So here they are again. What are your true intentions for wanting more power if you want it? Who could benefit from the power that you gain outside of yourself? Who has the power in my organization? Whom do I need to get to know better to acquire it? And how would you use that power if you had it? The best part of leadership is that it's a journey and not a destination. You will be happy to know that Chris, who selfishly fought for that power and did it all the wrong way and threw people under the bus, he learned this lesson about power the hard way and through a lot of hard work. He makes sure that he doesn't fall in love with power and he keeps his attention on elevating others. And now I can be the first to tell you, he is one of the most successful CEOs I've ever worked with. Power isn't bad. It can do great things in your leadership journey. But we have to have a healthy relationship with it, or else it will own us and it will ruin us as a leader. It will corrupt us. The fact that you're here today, the fact that you're investing in yourself and you're constantly looking for better ways to lead shows me that you're in the right mindset for what to do and how to think about power. Until next time, be a great leader at work and at home.